KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, 61 degrees. We look for showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A weather note to pass along to you this morning. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA Golf Tournament in Atlantic has been postponed due to the rain. The event will be rescheduled. Again, the Nishna Valley YMCA Golf Tournament has been postponed due to the rain. In the news, a group of residents in northwest Iowa has plans to spruce up the area leading into Iowa's Great Lakes. Members of the Imagine Iowa Great Lakes are focused on improving the Highway 71 corridor from Milford to Spirit Lake. They want to plant trees, shrubs, and flowers and install fencing along the road that runs through the center of East and West Lake Okoboji. Jill Harms is serving as a spokesperson for the group.
It's very much blacktop concrete and just not really picturesque or representative of what the Iowa Great Lakes is about.
Earlier this month, Imagine Iowa Great Lakes won a $1.1 million bid on Okoboji Middle School in Arnold's Park. The school is located along Highway 71. Harms says the development plans for the middle school should be completed by the end of the year. The Iowa State Patrol says one person was killed when two trucks collided on Interstate 35 on Thursday just north of the Iowa-Missouri border. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
State troopers say the first truck was pulling a trailer carrying a directional arrow sign indicating drivers should merge into the left lane. A semi that was also traveling northbound on I-35 hit the truck from behind, spinning it 180 degrees while sending the semi into the ditch where it rolled. The semi's driver was killed. He's identified as 62-year-old Charles Griebel of Savage, Minnesota. The other driver wasn't hurt. I'm Matt Kelly.
Authorities say a small plane slid off a runway as it landed at the Burlington Airport in southeast Iowa. The accident occurred around 1 p.m. Thursday, with a single-engine plane ending up on a grassy median. Medics examined the two people who were on board the plane, but neither were taken to a hospital. Their names have not been released. The airport director said the plane had caught a gust of wind and slid off the runway. Officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety said Friday that in light of the missing person investigation of Molly Tibbetts, concerns have been raised about the number of juveniles reported missing in Iowa in recent weeks. In fiscal year 2017, 4,311 juveniles were reported missing to the Missing Person Information Clearinghouse. That's an average of about 12 juveniles a day, the vast majority of which are found or returned home within 24 hours. Authorities say these cases are typically runaway situations. The number of missing juveniles reported in recent weeks is in line with historical numbers. Investigators looking for missing Brooklyn woman issued an update on their investigation Friday that shows that little new information is being divulged despite hours of searching and following up on leads. DCI Special Agent in Charge Richard Ron says no one has been identified as the suspect, nor has anyone been arrested or charged in the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts.
We are still taking in a number of different tips and leads and following through with those. So certainly the investigation is still ongoing, and we're doing everything we can to locate Molly at this point.
Tibbetts, who is a student at the University of Iowa, was reported missing by her family July 19th. She was last seen July 18th at about 7:30 p.m. while running on the streets of Brooklyn. She was believed to be wearing dark-colored running shorts, pink sports top, and running shoes. Ron says while they're getting tips called in, they are also just following through on normal leads.
Typical of any investigation, when we interview one people, oftentimes that leads to two or three more interviews and two or three more leads. And so we're trying to drill down as much as we can. And like I said before, we're trying to do our best to locate Molly.
Tibbetts was known to wear a Fitbit while running. That's a exercise calculating device and keeping track of your exercise activities. And Ron says that that is just one of the things they've been looking into.
I know that there's been a lot of information discussed about the Fitbit, and that's just one additional tool that we are trying to access. And then one additional lead, however you want to say it, that we're trying to use to, again, get her whereabouts or her location. So, commonly will look into cell phones, computers, any electronic devices, and in this particular case, it just happens to be Fitbit.
Two hog farms near Guernsey and Poweshiek County were searched this week. Those farms were about 10 miles from Brooklyn. Ron was asked how they characterized the investigation a little more than 1 week after Tibbetts disappeared.
Well, certainly missing person, and certainly suspicious, and so I don't know if we can label it one way or the other, but yeah, that's we're continuing on with the investigation just as we did from day one.
The case has gained national attention, and Brooklyn residents have been putting out posters and buttons and cards asking for help in finding Tibbetts. Ron says investigators welcome any information or tips they can get.
Oftentimes people are afraid to say anything. They feel that they don't want to get in the way, or they might think that the information they have is not relevant, and oftentimes it is. And so we would encourage them to, like I said, make that phone call, provide us the information, and we'll do the best that we can to run it out.
Anyone with information is asked to call the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office at 641-623-5679. The FBI is helping the Iowa DCI with the investigation, along with county and local law enforcement. Well, a new program in northwestern Iowa provides financial support for residents enrolled in Iowa, or rather West Iowa Tech Community College programs. The Cherokee County Promise program covers the cost of tuition and fees after financial aid has been applied. The Sioux City Journal reports that students enrolled in the program commit to working and living in Cherokee County for 3 years after they graduate. Dr. Matt Johnson, the CEO of the Cherokee Regional Medical Center, unveiled the incentive program at the college this past Wednesday. The program will be available to students that are studying accounting, business administration, early childhood, English, history, mathematics, political science, psychology, and sociology. Career and technical programs being explored include construction, welding, social work, and ag transfer. About $300,000 of the $450,000 needed for the program has already been raised, according to Kurt Johnson, who's president of Cherokee State Bank and a member of the leadership committee that helped to establish the program. Several of the program's major contributors, including manufacturing interests and banks, were present for the announcement. The county is projected to lose 14% of its workforce in the next decade, according to Iowa Workforce Development. The agency says those expected losses are mostly attributed to an aging population and young professionals leaving the area. Elsewhere in state news, authorities report an arrest was made Thursday in connection with the death of a child from southeast Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says the child's mother, 22-year-old Kelsey Thomas of Ottumwa, admitted during an investigation interview she killed her 5-year-old daughter. Thomas was then placed under arrest and is being held in the Wapello County Jail on a charge of first-degree murder, a Class A felony. No bond was set until Thomas had an initial arraignment on the charge. Officials say the afternoon of July the 19th, the Ottumwa Police Department received a 911 call reporting an unresponsive 5-year-old female at a home in Ottumwa. Police and fire responded, and the child was transported to the Ottumwa Regional Health Center, where she was pronounced dead. The Ottumwa Police Department requested assistance from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation for the death investigation. The Office of the State Medical Examiners conducted an autopsy of the child, but the results were still pending, and the investigation into the incident continues. And a southeast Iowa woman convicted of child endangerment causing the death of her daughter has been sentenced to up to 50 years in prison. The 17-month-old girl was just 11 pounds when she died in November of 2016. An autopsy concluded the baby was malnourished. 29-year-old Ambrasia Sean of Riverside was given a chance to speak in court on Friday.
I'm not the evil person that the man
has
made me out to be.
Sean said that she would never intentionally hurt any of her children. Jean testified during the trial that her daughter Avery was thin but active and just wouldn't gain weight. Baby Avery was weighed 4 pounds when she was born prematurely. The baby first went to a foster home where she gained 10 pounds, but state officials removed the child from the foster home and returned Avery to her parents when she was 6 months old. The baby did not gain weight but lost 3 pounds during the last 11 months of her short life. The baby's father, Anthony McCoy, pleaded guilty in June to child endangerment and involuntary manslaughter. He's scheduled to be sentenced in early August. Again, a reminder that the Nishna Valley Family YMCA golf tournament in Atlantic has been postponed today due to the rain. The event will be rescheduled. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.